President Bush may face a confrontation over the Dubai ports deal. Many members of his own party oppose it, and today a House committee is expected to adopt legislation that would effectively block it. The president continues to support the deal, which would put operations at some U.S. ports in the hands of a state-owned company from Dubai.
Until this controversy, that small Arab sheikdom was better known as a playground of the Persian Gulf. The city of Dubai is one of the flashiest and fastest-growing in the world. NPR's Ivan Watson paid a visit.
To get to one of Dubai's most ambitious new tourist attractions, follow signs at the brand new Mall of the Emirates. Go past Starbucks and Radio Shack, and you can't miss it. It's called Ski Dubai, and it's the largest indoor ski resort in the world. For $50, you get skis, poles, and a snowsuit, and step through sliding glass doors into a giant snow and ice-covered amusement park. Hear kids slide down ice chutes. While adults slalom their way down a quarter-mile-long ski slope. It takes seasoned skiers barely half a minute to get down the hill, but Mario Akel, a visitor from Lebanon, doesn't care.
Yesterday, we were on a safari trip, and then now we are skiing. So we have on our camera the desert and now the ski, so they are doing a great job here in Dubai, really.
For some visitors, this is more than just a novelty. 13-year-old Nuf Nasser stood at the bottom of the chairlift, wearing a long coat over her traditional black robes. For this Emirates native, today was the first time she had ever seen snow.
This is your first time seeing snow?
Yeah, my first time.
So what do you think?
It's amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like it very much.
The indoor ski resort is just part of a much larger development boom that's rapidly transforming what used to be a small trading port for gold and pearls into a global center for international trade. Nearly everywhere you look, skyscrapers are under construction, soon to join the gleaming towers that already rise up out of the desert, here on the edge of the Persian Gulf. The scale and audacity of the project is mind-boggling. Take, for example, this promotional video for a development called The World.
The world is a collection of 300 private islands in the shape of the continents, from secluded 5-acre islands to 20-acre parcels. Build anything you desire, from the perfect island home and multi-family communities to exotic resorts, golf courses, or private retreats. The world.
The world is just one of four man-made island networks currently being built just off the coast. You can see sandy islands shaped like a palm tree from the penthouse of this brand new 51-story tower.
Every single room in the apartment, they have a sea view.
A Jordanian realtor named Zaina Abu Jamra gives a tour of the building. It's just one of 70 towers currently in various stages of completion at this development.
See, sometimes you feel it's a dream, but it's a dream coming true here in Dubai.
Dubai and the rest of the United Arab Emirates only won independence from Britain in 1971. Since then, Dubai's ruling family has carefully invested its share of the country's oil money into developing duty-free ports and infrastructure for tourism. Egyptian-born Yusuf Ibrahim is a veteran Middle East journalist who's lived in Dubai for several years.
Dubai has invented itself as a hub for everything, a hub for airlines, a hub for boats, a hub for transient society that wants to come in here for 3, 4, 5 years, make some money and go away. And as a hub, it is a successful enterprise.
Part of the Dubai formula is that everyone is welcome, as long as you're here to make money. The result is a society where the majority of the residents are foreign from more than 150 countries around the world.
If you go shopping in a supermarket and you really see all these different nationalities in the national dress shopping together, you see the Russian girl in a miniskirt, the Arab woman totally covered in black, the Indian lady.
Alexandra Dobsky is a business journalist from Austria who moved here a year ago.
We have amazing lifestyles here. Expats make up to 2 or 3 times of the salary they make back in their countries. And living costs are still relatively cheap. No taxes. That's what attracts people to come here.
That and the fact that Dubai is an opulent playground that pampers the wealthy. But amid this luxury, some foreign diplomats warn there is an often unseen dark side to the city.
Even though the city is so glamorous, there is another other side of the city where people generally struggle to come up.
Bawa Syed Mubarak deals with labor issues at the Indian consulate. Roughly a quarter of the UAE's population, more than 1.2 million people, are Indian. Mubarak says the city's economic miracle would not be possible without armies of poorly paid construction workers from the Indian subcontinent, most of whom are forced to give up their passports upon arrival in the UAE. Not far from the resorts and skyscrapers, foreign construction workers live 8 in 10 to a room in labor camps like this one, where they take turns preparing dinner in a communal kitchen. Most of these men make about $150 a month, and many are trapped in a cycle of poverty and debt, which amounts to little more than indentured servitude. 24-year-old Sivanesan Arjaman says he hasn't seen his wife and two children since the day he left India 5 years ago, after he took out loans to pay for his plane ticket.
5 years, plus no going. I'm India, one time no going. But struggle, and a problem family. Company,
while Arjaman struggled to pay back interest on his loan, his company withheld pay and broke a promise to fly him back home. Another side of Dubai, which is technically illegal but widespread here, is prostitution. Resident journalist Yusuf Ibrahim calls Dubai the sin city of the Middle East.
It is a sin city. They don't like this name, but they don't shrink away from the image because it brings a lot of money.
In one of Dubai's most notorious nightclubs, throngs of foreign customers can choose between Chinese prostitutes on one side of the room and Russian women on the other. Islamist groups in the region object to Dubai's freewheeling lifestyle, but the Emirates' ruler, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, is famously apolitical. Perhaps this explains how Dubai has steadily prospered in the heart of a region plagued by violence and terrorism. But some locals privately wonder how long Maktoum's miracle can continue, and whether his unique society would survive a major political or economic shock. Ivan Watson, NPR News.